Imagine a fire that can consume about 500 square miles in just 4 hours. Such a firestorm has not been seen since 1945. It was real life for residents of this small Minnesota town in 1894. We remember those who lost their lives and the stories of the race to safety on today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
There were just over 1,000 people living in Hinckley, Minnesota in 1894. Logging had occurred for nearly 3 decades all across northern Minnesota, and the debris from those trees became kindling from one of the most destructive fires the nation has ever seen. Sandy Hines says the loss of life was in the hundreds.
418 was the number of bodies found within the first 2 days, and they were found within the environs of the 6 cities that were burned and the near railroad tracks. They found bodies up to 5 years later, though.
Those who survived had but minutes to escape on 2 nearby trains, which ran down the tracks in reverse to a nearby swamp.
This was an international disaster. It was on the front page of the London Times 5 days in a row. So it was known around the world. It wasn't just a local event. And because of that, if you survive something like the Titanic or the Hindenburg or the Great Hinckley Fire, you tell others. And so that's why many of the stories we have here.
Sandy says it's hard to fully grasp the quick and total destruction of the fire. We simply don't have firestorms like this today.
What we hear about on TV are called wildfires. The last firestorm like Hinckley was Hiroshima, Japan, the atom bomb, August 6, 1945. To give an example, the Great Hinckley Fire, it burned 307,000 acres, not in 9 weeks, but in 4 hours.
The museum and the restored train depot here tells the story of the firestorm that once engulfed this city. Traveling the countryside in Hinckley, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.